It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. So many of you are sitting on a decision right now. Right this moment, so many of you have a decision to make. You've been procrastinating. Maybe you've been dodging it. Maybe you would hope it would go away. Maybe you would hope someone else would step in and handle it. Maybe you would hope somebody would forget about it. There is a decision that you need to make. We all face them. Every single day we face decisions. But some of you right now are facing a milestone marker decision. One that will significantly bring change. One that will significantly change outcomes for you. One that will put you in a better position for the path you're trying to create for yourself. Recently, I was sitting down with a few friends. One of these friends just made a major decision. It took them a long time to get to this point. Now, I just wanted to say to you what I said to them. Growth is uncomfortable. Bottom line, growth is uncomfortable. So you have to do the uncomfortable thing if you intend to grow. This decision that this particular person made was really significant. They were working a full-time job, really wasn't happy doing what they were doing anymore, but they were making good money doing it. How many of you can relate? You're making good money. Maybe you're making ends meet. Maybe, you know, things are going well. You're at least able to pay the bills, but you really do not like where you're going in and day out. Oh, sure, there are some good days, but the bad days or the angst or the stress or the stomach aches or the worry or the fear, all of those other things outweigh the good days. So she had a decision to make, to leave a high salary job and go do something that she actually graduated and got her master's in, but never really fully executed on it because of life's journey. It just went a different way. She went into another field. She did other things. And that was tucked away. All of a sudden now, she's like, maybe I should use my social work degree. Maybe I should go into therapy. She took an opportunity. She had an opportunity that was in front of her that was going to pay her 60% less than the income she was making. 60% less money, but she would be doing what she felt was her calling at the time and what felt like the right thing to do. Walk away from the big money for the happiness in exchange. 2 years later, she is so much happier. She still hasn't matched her old income, but that's because of something else I'm going to talk about in just a second. But she is so much happier, so much more fulfilled, so much more present, so much more enjoying life. So this is just a cautious reminder to some of you that are prioritizing money over happiness. And maybe it's because you're looking at other people and you're comparing and you're seeing what other people are doing. Maybe it's because you really just don't want to be in that situation and feel like it's going to be stressful. It was amazing to me how she was able to break down all the things that she used to pay for that she's been able to figure out, for the most part, some of these things, how to enjoy recreational time for free, how to be more present in doing other activities, and how you get creative when your income is chopped. But that didn't spoil her happiness. So my message to you today is to make the decision. The thing you've been sitting on, the thing that feels painful, the thing that you're holding back on is exactly the uncomfortable feeling that you need to have. Because when you get on the other side of this uncomfortableness, you will be so happy and fulfilled and energized. You won't be snapping at people when you come home from work. You won't be short-tempered. You won't be tired and frustrated all the time. You won't be ready to go to bed so early. You will be completely rejuvenated if you just make the decision. Now, in her case, I told her one thing I want to tell you. When you make that decision, and if it is based around money, after you make that decision, give yourself some time to enjoy the decision that you made and get into it, and then start thinking about new revenue streams that this new opportunity creates for you. In a year's time, I'm telling you right now, her situation is not going to be the same that she has right this minute. And I'm ecstatic for her, and I'm ecstatic for you. Now go make that decision. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.